Greetings. My name is Dana James, and I am the founder of Black Iowa News, and I am one of the co-hosts of Being Heard, Two Black Women Coffee and Conversations. My co-host Leah isn't here today, but I do have several esteemed guests, and I'm going to allow everyone to go around and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do and what we're here to talk about today. It's super exciting. Michelle?
Hi, my name is Michelle Gibson. I am the founder and CEO, president of Bob Rewards Club, Bob Sands for Black-owned businesses.
Fantastic. Leon?
I am Leon Gresham, first Black-owned bottled water company in Minnesota.
My name is Rosie Daniel. I am the owner and creator of Lulis Hair Essence here in Evansdale, Iowa.
So, Michelle, why are we here today? What are we talking about? What exciting event is coming up?
Well, it is called MLK Now 2024. That is the abbreviated from Martin Luther King Jr. celebrating his life and legacy. It is going to be on Saturday, January 13th at the Veterans Memorial Building, downtown Cedar Rapids. It is a very special event. The title of the event is called Recreating Black Economies. And what we do as an organization is business development. So what we're doing at the event is we have primarily all panel discussions, four of them for the whole day, talking about issues that are impacting Black communities and specifically impacting Black communities in Iowa. So our organization, our mission is to change the socioeconomic status of Blacks, and that is through business development, of course, entrepreneurship, that is through building skills, training, industry specific business industry training, and so on. You can learn more about Bob Rewards Club at bobrewards.club, C-O-U-B. We've been around since 2016. We started out as an LLC, but after George Floyd, we became a nonprofit organization. And so our mission, as I said, is to change some of the ills in our community. So we're talking about incarceration, mass incarceration. We're talking about, you know, reducing the racial wealth gap. We're talking about home ownership, financial literacy, how to start a business, but how to also maintain that business through a bunch of sustainable programs that we have that go, you know, all year long. We are headquartered in Minnesota, Minneapolis. However, we just opened up a chapter office in Marion, Iowa, outside of Cedar Rapids. And Anthony Arrington is heading that office. And so as a national organization, our focus right now has been to focus on the worst states for Black Americans to live and work. Okay. Iowa being, I believe it's number second, Wisconsin's number one, Minnesota's number five, South Dakota is number three. And so we are all bordered next to one another. And I don't think that that's coincidental there, you know, and I think that we all have to have a coalition where we're working together to solve these issues. As even since civil rights has not worked. And so we're focusing on ownership, any type of ownership, business, intellectual property, home ownership, you know, commercial real estate, whatever, so that we can have something to give back to our next generations, as well as to provide mentors, you know, to those generations. I welcome everyone to go to the website.
Fantastic. Rosie, how did you get involved with this organization?
I received a call from the organization. They had got some information about me and had been looking over my information on my website about my products. I do a lot of events here in the community as well, here with Waterloo, with 24/7 Black as well. The SBDC. I'm actually on the front cover of the SBDC of 2023 entrepreneurship book for the whole state of Iowa. So,
wow, yes, that's awesome.
And they literally put me right in the middle.
Nice.
So, coincidental, huh? So I try to make sure that I am, you know, active in the community and giving back and bringing awareness to my products, because they're a product that, you know, a lot of people see that when an African-American person makes a hair product, that is only for Black people. And my products are all natural and therefore anyone.
Okay.
They're no matter women, children, men. All can benefit from my products because they're not just a hair care product. They're actually a healing product because I'm currently treating cancer survivors with hair growth, eczema, alopecia, psoriasis, dandruff, cradle cap, so skin irritation. So there's more to just the products being hair care. They're actually a holistic healing with natural products. And so I have my products are in a Hy-Vee stores down in Cedar Rapids area. So I do have some customers down in that area. So this is a great opportunity. And I thank you for, you know, inviting me to participate in this event, because that's going to give my customers down there that way a better chance of actually seeing me. It's the actual first event that I'll be doing down there, besides me doing a meet and greet at the Hy-Vee stores. So to
wonderful.
Do an event, yes. So to do an event in a community like this is... it's awesome. I'm just so excited. I can't wait to come and, you know, bring the awareness and, you know, let everyone know what Lula's Hair Essence has to offer and, you know, give them my service and support as well.
How did you come up with the name for your business?
So the word Lulitz is, I felt like it defined me. So I started the business because I suffer from alopecia, me and my daughter. And I came off of my job, so I knew if I was going to do something or start a business, it was going to be something that was going to benefit me first. And so I self-educated myself to my business. And I self-educated myself. These are the herbs here that I use throughout my full product line. And I didn't know what I was doing. All I knew is what I dealt with in the top of my head, you know, with the bald spot and what my daughter was experiencing. I self-educated myself to that. You know, learned how to do the oils and everything, taught myself how to do everything. So I knew if I was going to do a name, it had to be unique because I am my own critic. I'm the customer first and I am a hard on myself. So the word Lulitz means a strong woman destined for greatness, a jack of all trade, someone that's want to be known by many. And it also means pearl, which is my mother's middle name. She passed away in 2002 when I was pregnant with my daughter. So it also gave me an opportunity to include her into my business. And just the definition of Lulitz, I felt defined me and a lot of other women out there, you know, wanting to do something and just didn't know how to do it and just stepped out there on faith. And so that's what really made me, you know, go with Lulitz Hair Essence and hair, you know, because I'll crown. And then essence, because I'm extracting from the herbs to create that product line of the oils or whatever it is. So I actually thought about every word with the name, you know, to go it. Into Lulitz Hair Essence.
Fantastic. Now, Leon.
Hey.
Right?
Yes.
So tell us about Lean Minnesota Water. How did you come up with the idea?
Okay.
Why? Tell us about that.
Well, it's Leon Cresham. Yes, ma'am. Lean Minnesota Water, first Black-owned bottled water company in Minnesota. I actually came up with Lean Minnesota Water 4 years ago. We're 4 years and going now. And it was basically to help out the high school, some of the basketball teams, and because I was an athlete and a coach. So it started off that way. And once it hit the news, it just became a demand of a product, you know. And now we're in 32 different locations, including 14 out of state. So it's just been crazy. 5 different airports from Wisconsin. Illinois to Minnesota to Atlanta, Georgia, and now LA. So God's just been good. He's just been blessing on this journey. Bible Rewards. I love the program. I started off with the program at Juneteenth. It was a great event that helped the community. It was super packed, super influenced the whole community to try to stop the gun violence that we've been having on the north side of Minneapolis. So Bob Awards was a great program for us to join, and we can't wait to get down there to Iowa for the big event. We're going to bring a lot of lean Minnesota water.
Yes, we'll be looking for that. We'll be looking for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. That's really cool.
I did want to say while Rosie was talking, Hy-Vee is actually one of our sponsors.
They are, yes.
This year, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, for the event down in Iowa. And so we're excited about that they'll have representatives there as well. The event also, not only do we have the panel discussions, we're going to have over 70 Black-owned businesses there.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of activities for the kids. We do like a little mini carnival, kind of a youth occupational experience kind of segment to it as well. We give away free gifts. There'll be some free food for the kids to do their own cooking with appliances, small appliances. We also have the Cedar, which we can also have in another episode, Dana. We have the River Kings, which is one of our sponsors, the Cedar Rapids River Kings. And they're going to have their whole, like most of their football team is going to be there. So you can, you know, people be able to get free signatures from the football team. And as you see, if you go to the website, there is a distinguished amount of guests from every, you know, from every corner of Iowa, it seems like, that are going to be speaking on a lot of very important topics. So there's a lot that goes on, live entertainment. We'll have, you know, as well. And we're kind of just really looking forward to really networking, especially in this Midwest area, to have people coming, you know, from all over to be a part of this event. That includes some of the people that we know in Milwaukee, because we're going to be going to Milwaukee May 25th. So a few of them said that they're going to be coming to the event from Wisconsin. So it's the opportunity for Rosie, for businesses like Rosie, for even you, Dana, with your newspaper, and Leon, to really network with a crowd of people that can take us to that next step, that, you know, that next level that we want to be, where we're growing, you know, people are growing their customer bases, as well as just getting their product out there. Maybe some investors might be interested in investing in their products.
And yes, please.
That next step.
You know, Michelle, it is so funny that you said that, because this will be the actual first time, you know, with the exposure like this. Last year, I actually was the first Black female to win the opportunity pitch competition for Hy-Vee.
Okay, nice.
That's down there in Hiawatha last year. And
wow.
Yeah, and so it's, you know, it was, and I spoke on their panel for Black History Month this year, earlier part of the year. And so this is going to be awesome. I'm just, you know, so excited, and I'm just thankful and blessed that you guys reached out to me to participate in this event. And I look forward to, you know, growing, you know, with the program and with everyone and just the network. And so I am very thankful for this opportunity, because, you know, being a small business, I'm in Evansdale, Iowa. You guys, I'm actually the only Black business here in Evansdale, Iowa, where I live at, in Evansdale.
That's big. So, that is very big.
So to be, you know, to get out in front of, you know, everyone like this is just, it's truly a blessing. And I'm so just thankful for it. So I'm excited.
See, we're trying to change that. You should not be the only Black-owned business in Evansdale, you know, Iowa, you know. So, you know, that's the thing, is that Iowa does have, out of all the states that we talked about already, Iowa does have the least amount of Black-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And so that's how come we titled the event Recreating Black Economies, because not, you know, we need those businesses. We need to have from every industry you know, like if we need to get our, you know, plumbing fixed, or we need to have somebody clean our homes, or somebody to work on our vehicles, right? You know, we need to be able to find that person and patronize that business so that, you know, we can, you know, and that's what's going to grow our wealth. Mm-hmm. And so trying to get back to that. Go ahead, Dana.
Absolutely. Like even with Black Iowa News's holiday gift guide, it's very much that same vibe where I wanted to showcase Black businesses from all across the state. And have this beautiful, like a Black shopper, which is not something I've seen anywhere. But we see them all the time for other communities. And I thought, well, why not have something like that? And wrap that around the idea of buying Black, because that is definitely something that we need to do. And we need to be more intentional about it. It's not going to happen if we just, oh, one day, let me, you know, just go to Lulitz. You know, it has to be intentional where we spend our dollars. And, you know, we know that when we support Black businesses, you know, we're literally putting food in kids' mouths. You know, we're helping families keep going. You know, we talk about generational wealth in a way that is like pie in the sky, but very much we could be doing that if we make the decision to go to Lulitz, or we make the decision to buy some lean Minnesota water, as opposed to some of those other brands that, number one, they don't care about us. They don't care about our communities. They, you know, but we have the opportunity through our businesses to change the community, to better it. And like what you're saying, Michelle, so I'm really very much down with that. And I've tried through Black Iowa News to always uplift that, the uplifting of, you know, our culture, of our people, and but in particular the businesses, because right. We have seen you know, the number of Black businesses grow, especially during the pandemic, where you had for some people that, you know, were off work for months on end, that side hustle became the main thing that they did.
Right.
And you saw people really come together and understand, you buying somebody's piece of jewelry, well, that meant that they could keep their lights on. So I love, love, love anything. You know, I love Black owned. I love that concept where we support ourselves. Now, tell me this, Michelle, as far as the event on January 13th, what is the time for the event again? And who really are you wanting to come that day?
Everybody. It is open to you bringing the whole family. So the event starts at 10 a.m. in the morning and it goes all the way until 6 p.m. in the evening. And so it is a family event. So we're, you know, if you've got kids, bring the whole, you know, husband, bring the whole family. There is going to be something for everyone there. As I said, there's going to be a whole section just for the kids, bounce houses, gaming, you know, gifts and all that sort of thing. There's going to be, you know, there's just going to be something for the whole family. And we have actually the whole building of the Veterans Memorial building, but we're going to be primarily in the Coliseum. Their parking is going to be free, so no one has to worry about, you know, trying to park. If you don't have a ride, if you're in Davenport, we do have free transportation that will get you there. Two buses. You can go look at those routes on the website, mlknow.com, and RSVP. Do that as sooner than later, because that's going to determine, you know, those routes too, and the locations and the pickups and stuff like that. And
wow, so free transportation. You can't
beat
that.
Yeah. So that's one thing that we wanted to build. And in fact, one of the speakers who, you know, we've got, since we're doing this, I'm very glad, Dana, because we've got a ton of Black owned businesses that we can bring in on these podcasts, as well as just help them market. But I don't know if you know Selena Carew. She owns Sierra Convenience Store, which is a gas station in Cedar Rapids. And she also owns Sierra Shuttle Service. So they're going to be providing shuttle service. That's, you know, one of the contractors. But, you know, she is the first Black owned gas station in Iowa, I believe. Yep. And so she's on the website. And I mean, so you see what I mean? Just the putting this together and finding all these people that are phenomenon, right? What they do, how, you know, having them as a resource, just, you know, and being able to, hey, now you can go to Sierra convenience store. You can Google her and find her. It's there. And so there's just a lot of great things with this.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also inspirational, not only for adults, but really for our youth that need to see that, you know, we're examples of greatness. And there are so many people doing big things, doing great things, and having really businesses that are run well. So I really love that. What kind of final things would you want people to know, Michelle, that we didn't talk about in this segment? And we will have you back to go more in depth at the closer we get to the event.
Yes. Well, you guys, if anyone that sees this podcast, you can still come in and be a vendor. So to be a vendor, it's not very expensive. It's $75 for a table. If you are a food vendor, you can be a food vendor for only $150. That does include the application fee to Linn County. So, you know, we are looking for more Black-owned businesses to network with. We don't care, you know, what you do. You don't have to, I mean, even if you had a nonprofit and you want to just get some information out there about, you know, the services that you have and your mission, you know, we want you to come and network. That is the importance of this event, is that we all get out and, you know, other Black Iowans can see other Black Iowans, right? You know, people that you might don't even know anything about that might live on the other side of Iowa. So that's the whole purpose of it.
Or Minnesota.
I'm on board.
Well, I thank you all for coming today, for letting our listeners know more about the upcoming MLK.
Bob Rewards, I love it. And make sure everybody go get some Lean Minnesota Water. Again, you can get a holy blessing, and it helps with heartburn.
Yes, Bob Reward. I love it. So we will, thanks for everyone listening. As always, you could find Being Heard, Two Black Women Coffee and Conversations, the podcast, where you find podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, everywhere else. So we look forward to having these lovely people back on in a future episode so we can learn more about the event coming up January 13th. Mark your calendars and get on that list to get that free transportation to Cedar Rapids. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Yes. Thank you, Dana.